Good.
We're good to go?
Yep.
So, first on our panel, the one, the only, the world's greatest siege machine, Trekuflare. Over-under's on 82 woos, by the way.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Woo! Woo! Thank you. Thank you very much. Woo!
And we're up to four. Accompanied by the one, the only, Chad Showtime Schultz.
Yeah!
Good boy. Woof woof.
What up, what up, what up?
Welcome to the Undisputed Panel of the World, Part 2.
Ding, ding, ding!
Coming to you from Grand Rapids Comic-Con.
Once again, as the Nate Yard Dog said, I am the one and only Trebuflare. To my left is the one and only Chad Showtime Schultz. And we're going to get into some wrestle talk with you guys right here, right now. We're talking about Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
We're talking about Friday Night SmackDown.
We sure are.
We're talking about that Wednesday show, NXT.
We sure are.
And the newest member of the family, All Elite Wrestling, AEW. So we got some opinions here, you guys. And then we're going to mention a pay-per-view called Crown Jewel. Not that good.
We do.
We got to get into all the political stuff, all that jazz. But I think we should start off right here, right now, discussing the Wednesday Night War. For those of you that don't know, we have two shows that go head-to-head every single Wednesday night. NXT and AEW Dynamite. They go head-to-head every week, and we break that down and give our opinions every single Thursday.
You can find us at Undisputed Podcast of the World on Facebook.
We
post all the links there, so go ahead and give us a like.
Woo!
Listen to our shows.
Woo!
We'd love to have you as a member of
our family. Woo! 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 So,
you're really running those numbers up.
I am. I said 82 woos by the end of this panel, so we'll see where we're at. We're going to have trivia when we have 15 minutes to go, you guys. It's going to be the Undisputed Podcast of the World versus everybody. So
We're currently undefeated.
Yes, we are. Tribute time is just too dank. Arm things, keys to pro wrestling. But back to the Wednesday Night Wars. We've been discussing this a lot. We've had 6 weeks of the war. And I said on the pre-show that I would give what the record is, in my opinion. And it goes like this. NXT 5... AEW 1. There's been one better episode of AEW than NXT, in my opinion.
Which one is that?
That was the one where Chris Jericho had a ticket, went up to the suite, and he was all like, I got a ticket. He was drinking out a little bit of bubbly because he's Le Champion. And then Cody Rhodes went up to the skybox and said, not so fast. There was glass in between them. Bam, fist through the glass. All hell broke loose.
Well, he had MJF's scarf.
Yes, JFK was there. It was crazy, you guys. And a personal favorite of mine, I'm going to do it. Throw up the diamond cutter. DDP made an appearance. Bang! That is the only episode of AEW that has been better than NXT, in my opinion.
And that's not a bad thing.
It's a good thing. How about you, Showtime? What you got as far as wins and losses go?
I have NXT 4, AEW 2.
What were the two?
One of them is that one you just mentioned.
Woo!
That was my favorite segment of the week. Was the them go DDP coming out, MJF coming out. I think did Dustin come out for that too?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, they ran up there. It felt like the best backstage, like out of ring, out of match, like fight. I've seen in wrestling in quite a while.
It seems very WCW because we got the elite going up against the inner circle. It's like WCW versus NWO. Like everything about the AEW product just screams WCW to me. First of all, we got Tony Schiavone on commentary. That's WCW staple right there. We got pyrotechnics like crazy, just blowing stuff up. And all the bright colors.
Yeah, no, that's it's. We've talked about how like AEW is super bright, just like visually.
Yes.
Compared to NXT, which is definitely the darkest wrestling product, like visually. Maybe if you don't count Ring of Honor.
Yes.
Ring of Honor, just because of like the lighting in the arenas and stuff, it varies quite a bit. But like of the major products right now, NXT definitely the darkest. AEW definitely the brightest.
Yes. AEW is so WCW. They've done everything except bury Ric Flair. That's what I'm saying. Done everything else.
But no, I that is one of the two episodes I had to win. Also, just felt like the wrestling was much better that week.
Yes.
Like, every match on that card was good except for, I believe we had the six-man tag with Orange Cassidy at that night. Was that that night, yes. I don't like Orange Cassidy.
Why is that, Chad? What's wrong with Orange Cassidy? Do you not like the color orange?
I love the color orange. I don't. I'm gonna talk about my my wrestling dad, Jim Cornette.
Oh Lord! Somebody get this man a double cheese, double onion, double bacon.
We have some kids in the audience, so I'm gonna try to like clean this up slightly.
Yes.
Don't expose the GD business.
Censorship.
I'm glad I was getting it.
What do you mean by exposing the business? We're talking about Orange Cassidy, who is your little dog Pockets, I believe he's referred to. Why is he called that, Chad?
He wrestles with his hands in his pockets.
The man is so good, he doesn't take his hands out of his pockets.
Unless he absolutely has to, and by absolutely has to, it means that everyone else is either Orange Cassidy is the best wrestler
in the world!
Not even today, but like ever. He has tried so little, and no one can touch him. Or everybody else, suddenly when they get in the ring with this guy, is just garbage.
I think it's the sunglasses. I think everybody loses concentration when they look in the sunglasses, and then bam. They're like, where'd this kick come from?
Interesting.
Yes.
But no, I don't care for anything he's really...
How do you feel about him getting super kicked in the face by Pac on Wednesday?
So I will say, I don't care for him. I will say, so far, AEW hasn't used him in a way I found particularly egregious yet.
Yeah, everything I've seen on AEW with Orange Cassidy has been very entertaining.
I don't like him. I don't want him around. But my whole thing is that he's done some stuff that I really side-eye at in the indies. In AEW so far, he does his little sissy kick to the shin things, and then someone knocks his teeth out. Which is what I want to happen, but that hasn't consistently happened with him. As long as that's what happens on AEW, I don't mind so much.
Yes.
As long as it stays that way.
Question.
Yeah.
Who do you like the least? Orange Cassidy, Joey Ryan, or Sami Callihan?
That's tough.
That's okay. Two Impact wrestlers and one AEW wrestler.
All right. So I'll break it down like this.
Yes.
Reoccurring theme. I don't like any of those guys. My whole thing is, and I've said this about Joey Ryan. I don't like the flip he does.
It's got the most powerful package in the business, you guys.
Oh, this just in. You don't have to try so hard to censor yourselves.
Oh,
you're good. Hey, thanks for the help there, Robert. Okay.
Dookie.
In that case, I don't like the dick flip.
Okay.
my whole thing is, but without that, if you take away Joey Ryan doing that, yes. I actually think he's not. I don't hate that gimmick.
Okay,
he's just like a slimy scumbag, sort of like
he's small Val Venus. That's what he is. He's
no, I like, and I don't
the little Ryboski. Everybody, that's what he is.
That's funny. I don't hate that inherently. I wish he wasn't doing some of the other things he was doing, but. I think so. I would put him probably at the top of that because he's not an unsafe worker.
Okay.
He's
so out of those three guys, you like him the most?
I like him the most, okay. Yeah. I would say that Orange Cassidy, I think, has real in-ring talent.
Yeah.
I wish he wouldn't wrestle with his hands in his pocket. I will, and I've always said this, what he's doing in the ring is spectacular, like athletically. Like,
I agree. He looks like a Bruce Springsteen song came to life. He wears so much denim, you guys.
Is he Canadian? Does anyone?
I don't actually know
where he's from.
Aviator glasses, all denim. I think he's called Goose in his off time. Like, he's Canadian. I'm pretty sure.
But no, like I he's definitely got some great athleticism. I don't necessarily like the way he wrestles, but he's got potential. I don't know that he's ever really hurt anybody.
Okay.
I definitely don't like Sami Callihan the most. That
he's from Missouri.
He's from Missouri.
Same thing. That's Missouri, America's version of Canada.
Missouri is Midwest Canada.
They sell poutine there. You know they do.
They've got lots of Tim Hortons there. But no, Sami Callihan.
Dangerous worker?
Dangerous. I've never heard anything about him politically backstage I've cared a whole lot for.
He is the Impact World Champion right now, which is I will not watch it. I think he's a trash wrestler, personally.
So that's interesting because, like, you don't mind Joey Ryan, Orange Cassidy so much. Like,
no, I do not. I will watch it. It's entertaining. Like, and it, you know.
The stuff that bothers me doesn't bother you so much, but you really don't like Sami Callihan.
I don't think you should blast people in the face with baseball bats and get a world title. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about.
Are you testifying to the bag back?
Absolutely.
Because I know that's where he and I really started to dislike Sami Callihan was the shot on Eddie Edwards.
Well, first of all, it was
hard to not do that.
Yeah. Go ahead. So is that kind of where you fell off on Sami Callihan? Did you like him before that, or like neutral?
I thought he was passable.
Yeah,
it's no. It's
take
not,
care of each other in the ring. That's what you're supposed to do.
So my whole thing with that spot was, when we talked about it when the podcast when it happened, was that spot was gonna look
ridiculous.
If it was done right, it was gonna be a forgettable spot that looked mediocre at best. The only reason any of us remember it was because he nearly killed the man.
He literally just blasted him in the face with an aluminum baseball bat, and blood was gushing everywhere.
Brutal. You're not great with the real bloody stuff. You're a little squeamish.
I don't like blood very much.
So we made a point before AEW was a thing, before NXT was on TV, that we would try to watch Impact as much as we could.
True.
It's hard to get through, but we tried.
Yeah, the struggle was real.
I remember pulling you aside and being like, we have to watch Impact this week. Something happened that, like, the business is talking about, not just Impact. And you was like, all right. Dude, you almost passed out. Like, it was
not fun. And then they just, like, followed him to the back. It's just blood everywhere. And just, like, he almost, like, knocked his eye out of his head. That's pretty much what he did.
Yeah, it was a very, very scary situation. Glad he's okay. Like, everything turned out all right. But
it just shows you how bad Impact Wrestling is. Like, he blasted that guy in the face. He messed up that spot really bad, and now he's their champion. Like, oh, he got publicity and everybody. So let's just botch every move and base Impact around that. That's what it says to me.
That was a while ago, but honestly, like, did he catch any kind of, like, did he push over that? Like, did he didn't get dropped out or anything?
Him and Eddie Edwards had a bunch of, like, matches after that.
Yeah,
that's pretty much all that happened from it. And then I stopped watching. I'm like, I'm done here.
He also had a bunch of stuff happen. He doesn't work in MLW anymore, does he? To my knowledge, he got fired after he So the story went that he had like a no holds barred match. I forget against whom.
Like you do.
But basically, they had discussed, like, hey, here's what you do in the match.
Mm-hmm.
And Sami Callihan kind of went into business for himself and like broke a bunch of stuff. In this brand new arena.
Yeah, he's all like, chair, fuck it, bam. The table, flip it over. What is that, a forklift? We're going to go ahead and drive that into the wall.
I think it was specifically the bleachers.
Okay.
He did something on the bleachers that bent him up real bad.
Okay.
And this brand new arena that was not approved by the venue, it wasn't run by, Kurt Bauer books MLW right now, I think. But, like, he didn't clear with anybody, so he comes back and they're like, all right, we got to fix all this stuff. We're probably not going to be welcome back here. Like,
they were like, hey, Sami Callihan, these bleachers smell like Ohio. What did you do? That's what happened. And then fired. He was out the next day. So,
it seems like he's burning bridges places and it just doesn't. No. So that's my list.
So that's Chad Schultz's shit list, everybody. I feel like we should have started with that.
Yeah. I would also say to the original question, what was my two wins for AEW? Was that, and I gave the first week of AEW a win. I don't necessarily think that in a vacuum it was the better show, but because of all the fanfare of the first episode of a rival product, it would have taken a miracle for NXT to have beaten AEW in my mind for that week. NXT had a great show. If it were any other week, it probably would have won, but because of all the fanfare, how big a deal it was, I give it to AEW.
All right, so 4-2, NXT still winning. So, yeah.
So what's your favorite thing happening on NXT right now?
NXT right now, well, it's odd because NXT has been invading like Friday Night SmackDown and stuff like that. But before I talk about that, we need to talk about why that happened, and that's the Saudi Arabia pay per view that was Crown Jewel. There's a lot of controversy around that.
Yeah.
Every year for the last like 3 years, WWE's been going to Saudi Arabia.
Two pay per views a year.
Two times. And there's a big money deal, and apparently what I've heard is that the Saudis haven't been paying Vince McMahon. So they got into a big tiff the last time they were over there, and Vince McMahon pretty much got into a yelling match with the person that owed him money, left, cut the feed, and left his wrestlers there to fend for themselves, and there was nobody there at Friday Night SmackDown, which is very controversial because you're like, oh, hey, see you later, guys.
Yeah, so this is all coming through, you know, rumor mill and stuff, so it's hard to confirm any of it. But they told all the wrestlers when they're leaving, well, we're having trouble leaving the country because of technical issues on this plane, but we can't get you another plane because those are having technical issues as well.
Yeah, they were sitting on the tarmac for like 6 hours or something.
Something like that, yeah. And then they end up, I think they went inside. They're just like, all right, well, we can't leave like this. Vince, some of the higher, I'm pretty sure Triple H, some of the higher ups, and a few of the top guys left the country before everyone else. Some people tried to charter jets out themselves and were able to.
Cool.
It was the people that were flying out with, you know, officially with the WWE were stuck there.
Right.
And yeah, there was talk that basically that Saudi Arabia owed WWE in the ballpark of half a billion dollars. For that's a big difference.
Yes.
For unpaid fees for the previous pay-per-views.
Yep.
And the pay-per-view had started and it hadn't been paid yet, and Vince got into a yelling match with I'm assuming someone who handles I forget the name of the branch of government that's handling the Saudi Arabia WWE deal, but they handle like television. It's like a propaganda part of the government. Like, it officially has propaganda in the title.
It was pretty much their version of Dixie Carter. He got a yelling match with her, and then pretty much they were all like, all right, I'm out of here. Surge, you're fired. Cut the feed.
Surge got mad. And, yeah. But no, they cut the feed from the show. I think they would eventually start the show over.
Yeah.
But it caused such a hassle that Taylor was feeling like basically Vince got into a dick measuring contest, if you will, with the Saudi prince, and then skipped town and left the talent there to fend for themselves. There's a lot of talk that talent that was initially willing to go to Saudi Arabia, which wasn't all of them. There was definitely some top name talent that already refused to go flat out.
Yes,
or was not welcome. In Sami Zayn, for example, just could not go.
Do you think they'll go back next year?
Yeah, they signed a new deal. Yeah.
They signed a new deal.
Yeah, it was.
Woo! That's crazy.
No, there's. Woo! There's talk that no, people are really unhappy with Vince about it. Like, they really feel like they were pawns in this. People are saying they're not going back. And then I read yesterday that there's talk that they cut how much money the talent's gonna be making at those shows.
Ooh.
So not only do they have a horrible experience the last time they went.
Mm-hmm.
They in the future, when they go, they will be making less than they made before going.
Fun.
Yeah, so it's...
it's not good. So pretty much what happened was the only people on SmackDown that were still there were Bayley, Sasha, The Miz, and Daniel Bryan, and Brock Lesnar. That was it. So what happened on Friday Night SmackDown was all the NXT guys came and they invaded, very NWO style, put the boots to everybody. And to quote the BWO... they're taking over. And I'm really mad at you for not donning the Nova costume. We were supposed to be the BWO up here, but Chad would not be Nova, you guys.
I would not be Nova.
I mean, I was all set to be the Blue Meat.
I know, dog. Yeah, like,
we know. I wasn't going to be Nova. I wanted to be Simon Dean, and we couldn't come to agreement on that. I had the Showtime system all set up, and the shakes and everything. And, It wasn't happening.
But yeah, no, back to your original question. My favorite thing from NXT thus far has been the women wrestling. Like, NXT has the best women's division in all of pro wrestling right now. That includes the main roster and AEW and everything they're doing. They're doing War Games for the first time ever, the women's division is, and that's huge. I love everything they're doing about that. We got the heels versus the faces, and we don't know who the fourth person is on the heel side. Predictions? Speculation?
I keep hearing that they want to turn Dakota Kai heel.
Cobra Kai is so going to be that person.
Quit calling her that.
It's Cobra Kai, man. Wax on, wax off. I know how this movie ends, dude. Woo!
With a crane kick?
Absolutely. To the face. Right in the face.
No, so that's
and my car gets waxed. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I would say that I have to agree with that. I think NXT has the best women's division of any wrestling show.
Easily.
Right now. And they're just acquiring more. Like we were discussing, I don't know how any other company could have a beyond NXT, like WWE notwithstanding. So you have NXT and you got Raw and SmackDown. Yes. Anything that isn't those three, I don't know how you have a spectacular women's division anymore, just because there's not a whole lot of like WWE is grabbing every hot woman's talent they can.
Well, the thing that's shocking to me is AEW has Awesome Kong, and they have yet to release her on their women's division. As soon as that happens, there will be a buzz around here because there always is. She squashes people. It's amazing, and I want to see more of it every time.
They have – is it Kanja Kong? Aja, okay. Yeah, I've heard a little bit about her. There's a lot of talk that there's going to be...
And she's awesome, too.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have awesome. Awesome Kong versus Aja Kong. Like, they're going to have those two.
Oh.
It's going to be like...
You mean that's not the same person?
It's not.
Whoa. Mind blown, you guys.
But no, they're going to basically have, like, you know, a Giants women's division match.
Okay.
That'll eventually be a feud.
And then whoever wins that will probably take on their champion, who is the smallest pro wrestler that I've seen since Nicholas at WrestleMania.
Leave Nicholas out of
it. I will not.
That's not accurate. Marco stunts wrestling.
I heard Nicholas grew up to be one of the Revival. Like, it's still like very short. You know what I mean? Like very.
Yeah,
why do you hate the Revival?
They're tiny guys. They're just little guys. They're like
top guys.
Top little guys, everybody. Top little guys.
Oh man,
this is fun.
So I really like the women's division NXT. I'm a big fan of Finn Balor's heel turn right now.
Finn Balor's been doing the best work Finn Balor's ever done on WWE products, and if that's a hot take, I don't care because I believe it.
I think that's a lukewarm take. I don't know that everybody would agree. I tend to agree with you, but I don't know if everybody would.
Bruce, how do you feel about him not doing arm things anymore? Are you okay with that?
Oh yeah.
No arm things, we're still cool.
He still does arm things.
Oh, he's doing the finger pistols, yeah. But he's not doing this anymore. No more flying V.
His abs look the same.
Okay, he's still got 17 abs. Okay, I just wanted to just check in. Check in the
pulse
of everybody.
How do you get the odd number abs? Like, that's got to be trickier than getting 18. No, I really like that promo he cut after attacking Johnny Gargano. You know, they too many, you know, he's got too many fans in the locker room.
Yeah,
you know, talking. You know, he's like, I'm gonna make Johnny wrestling. Johnny watches wrestling.
Woo!
The way it always should have been. And I'm, you know, I'm just sitting there like, he's like shooting from the hip a little bit. And like,
yeah.
This felt good.
Which promo was better? Was it that Finn Balor promo, or was it Cody Rhodes' promo on AEW this past week?
You think so?
The audience is saying Cody Rhodes. Was it because he mentioned Jericho's book was $3 on Amazon? I thought that was pretty amazing.
That's an amazing book, by the way.
Pick that up. Like, if that doesn't become a bestseller this week, I'm going to be very surprised.
Would you believe that the two people sitting at the table right now are not well-read folk?
No.
I don't know if you've read it.
I have read three books in my life, and they were C-Spot Run, C-Spot Walk, and Everybody Poops. That was all the books I've read, everybody.
My parents got me Only You Poop. No, Chris Jericho's two books and Edge's biography actually was also really good. They're funny. They tell a good story. So I like that shout on there because that was actually a really good book.
Yeah.
But no, I felt like Cody's promo was really good.
He's swearing on there. He said the word dick. I didn't know you could do that on TV anymore.
TV 14.
TV 14, you can. Okay.
Didn't someone say shit the other week?
Yeah. I think somebody did say the S word on there, you guys.
The
S word. So earmuffs for everybody that doesn't want to hear that stuff.
That's close. So I will say this. Cody's promo and Balor's promo, let's say about tied.
about
Sai. I would like to say that it's striking to me that people love that Cody promo so much, because I think it's an above average promo, but it really speaks to how badly WWE has handcuffed their talent in cutting promos. That it's not a bad promo, it's a good one, but people can cut promos that good pretty frequently, I feel, if they're allowed
unless you're
to.
Seth Rollins, cut that promo.
Yeah, unless you're Seth Rollins, and then you Seth Rollins says, "I don't care." My girlfriend's the man.
He's gonna curb stomp you 8 times, and then you're gonna kick out at 1. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
We'll get to the Fiend in a minute.
We'll let you talk about that.
We will. We definitely will.
Like I said, the Cody promo was great. I think in a wrestling world where talent isn't quite so scripted in WWE, I don't know that Cody promo would be looked at the same. But in the world we live in, yeah, that Cody promo was great.
Yeah. I like Dean Ambrose's promos. John Moxley. The stuff he's been doing as John Moxley, I think, is his best work that I've ever seen.
He seems like he loves the business right now. Like, he seems like he's trying.
Yeah.
I would say that...
You've been saying that you think they're going to come out with a hardcore title. You still stand by that?
I feel like AEW has enough wrestlers that specialize in hardcore wrestling that they would be foolish to not have some kind of hardcore division.
Okay.
I don't think they should do a 24/7 kind of title with it. I think it should be a title defended in no rules, false count anywhere matches.
Pretty much like Taz's FTW belt. Just be all like, this is mine. I'm going to defend it. It's got my name engraved on it.
I mean, right now, so right now Moxley's doing the whole, like, he's wrestling Omega at the pay-per-view tonight.
Ooh.
And he's basically saying... It's a lights out match.
Okay.
Unsanctioned, does not count towards win loss record. I'm a big fan of bringing lights out back as a term. I don't know.
So what they do is that AEW will not sanction this match. It's too hardcore. So what they're gonna do when the pay per view is done, they're gonna turn the lights off for 3 seconds and then turn it back on, and they're gonna have an unsanctioned match. Yeah. No rules, no holds barred. It's gonna be a bloodbath.
Stay,
it's gonna be
stay
amazing.
Or leave. It's your choice.
That's right.
This match is going to happen. But the whole thing is. It seems like John Moxley's kind of having like a tiff with AEW management right now. He feels like they're protecting Kenny Omega.
And this match is not going to count on their win-loss record.
Yeah, it will not count. I feel like...
If John Moxley wins, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Nobody's going to remember it. It's going to be expunged from the record books.
So my thought, kind of a prediction for me, is I think Moxley will get to a point where he keeps feeling like AEW management is putting the screws to him. I feel like he may end up having an FTW kind of title. He may like, all right, you guys are gonna give me a world title, I'll make my own. Like, I could see him doing that kind of angle with it.
Do you think Cody Rhodes is gonna beat Chris Jericho?
No.
Because if Cody Rhodes doesn't beat him, he will never challenge for the AEW title again. And that's why I think he's gonna win it.
I think it will be a while before he challenges for it. I think they'll have some kind of shenanigans.
Nope, I'm pretty sure Fozzy has a cruise that they're putting on or something. So Jericho's out. Sorry, guys.
I wanted to go on that cruise so bad.
I wanted to go for the wrestling, not the music. I'm going to stand by it. Chris Jericho's not a good musician.
All right.
Yeah, I stand by it.
Gotcha. How do you feel about the ICP?
They're wonderful. We'll get to The Fiend in a little bit. I will break down my love of Wicked Clowns coming up for you guys.
Let's talk about The Fiend.
What
do you think about The Fiend, Trebuchet?
I think The Fiend is the hottest character WWE's had in a while, and I personally believe they're trying everything in their power to punt it away. Everything from the red lights to having The Fiend kick out of 19 curb stomps at Hell in a Cell... And then, most importantly, the disqualification at the Hell in a Cell match at Hell in a Cell. Because that's unheard of. And they try to call it a no contest when it happened and covered the whole thing up by saying...
They called it a no contest the next night. So on Twitter, because we do predictions and stuff, we were looking up like what the actual result for the match was. It wasn't made abundantly clear on the feed. Fox's WWE like Twitter, like they have the basically one that promotes SmackDown a lot, posted Fiend wins by DQ. They had a graphic made for it. This was made in advance.
Yes. So they were planning on DQing.
It was a DQ finish.
They had a poll before the match started. How's Hell in a Cell gonna end? Pinfall, submission, or disqualification, which I thought was a weird question at the time, because Hell in a Cell, like, we've seen Mick Foley like concuss himself 8 times in the same match. And it still continued on. So if they were going to stop it for Bray's health, they should have awarded the match to Seth, in my opinion, and yeah, that's not what happened.
No, I'm not of the opinion that a Hell in a Cell match should never be stopped for the health of another wrestler.
Yes.
But if it does, the guy lost the match. The referee stepped in and called it. Like, and I'm actually in favor of that happening more in wrestling.
Yeah.
A wrestler beating someone so bad, the ref goes, nope, this is done.
Throws the X up, and he's all like, get the stretcher out here. This thing is over.
It doesn't even need to be, like, stretched out, but, like.
No, they should stretch him out like they did Christopher Daniels on that episode of AEW. That was pretty fun.
You liked him getting piled in and having him taken out, having Scorpio Sky step in for SCU.
I love Stone Cold University. You know that.
You don't, though.
No, Stone Cold University is awesome.
Oh, you don't.
SoCal Uncensored is the worst, so.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
But so you don't like the I don't care for this. So I'm visually impaired, legally blind, don't see very well. All same thing.
It was like playing that bad video game system from the 90s.
The Virtual
like,
Boy?
The Virtue Boy, just wearing one of those, watching Hell in a Cell go down.
But yeah, basically when those red lights are on for the Fiend, it is incredibly monochrome. I don't know how everybody else sees it, but I have a really tough time with it.
It's interesting. They did it again at the Saudi Arabia pay-per-view where there must have been a winner, and there was. Which that match was trash. That match was just garbage.
Didn't like it.
Didn't like it. Seth hit him with like 19 stomps on the ramp. He threw him into like a pit of like pyrotechnics. There was flames, and then Seth went and checked on him. He got a sparkler in his eye, and then Bray beat him with a mandible claw.
So, how do you think we beat the Fiend? Like, so the Fiend is clearly a demon from hell that is unbeatable.
As a juggalo. And a Wicked Clown Advocate, you guys.
Don't tell him that.
Why
are you telling him that?
This is how you beat the Fiend.
Okay.
His power stems from the mask. You demask the Fiend, you can beat him with the finger poke of doom. That is how you beat the Fiend. His power stems from the mask and the Firefly Funhouse, because you can't kill it. Like, okay. Seth burned it down, it's back.
So your thought is that to beat the Fiend, you have to take his mask off.
Yes.
And then he's just demented Mr. Rogers in the ring, and you can pin him with anything?
Yeah, you can just ask him to lay down, and he'll do it.
Aww. He's just like, oh, okay. Like, Ramblin' Rabbit will tell him to lay down.
Yes.
I find Ramblin' Rabbit.
Ramblin' Rabbit is the best. Husky Harris, the pig thing, that thing's pretty cool, too. It's all shout-outs to his old gimmicks and everything. If you're a wrestling fan, you really enjoy the Firefly Funhouse.
Yeah, I'm interested to see where it goes. I think getting Seth and the Fiend away from each other is a good idea. Like, the further they can...
They did do that. Yeah, the Fiend's on SmackDown, Seth's on Raw, so they shouldn't touch each other.
Brock went to Raw with the WWE title. You know, the further they keep them from each other, the more hope is they can salvage this character. I don't know if they can, but it's the best odds are if the Fiend and Seth are nowhere near each other.
Who do you think beats Bray, finally?
Who beats the Fiend?
Yes.
I don't think that's been decided. Like, I don't
Roman Reigns. That's who beats the Fiend.
You think Roman beats the Fiend?
Roman beats everybody. The Undertaker.
I don't think Roman's
going to. Lesnar.
I don't think Roman's
going to. Me, when I mouth off to him, beats everybody.
I don't think Roman's going to get near the Fiend. I think Roman's going to win the Royal Rumble in January and go to Raw to face Brock.
If Roman beats the Fiend, I quit.
I don't think Roman and the Fiend are going to get anywhere near each other. I think it's not good for either of them, honestly. The Fiend should not be losing to anyone that will not be better for beating him, and Roman doesn't need to be the Fiend.
Okay.
I wonder if. Do you think when Cain Velasquez comes back, because he's signed to a multi-year deal, do you think he's going to stay on SmackDown? Or do you think he's going to Raw to chase Brock some more?
He'll stay on Raw.
He's on SmackDown.
Oh, he's on SmackDown. And he'll stay wherever he is.
You think Cain will, when he comes back, whenever he comes back, he will stay on SmackDown and not chase Brock?
He'll stay on SmackDown because Fox is going to promote all those UFC fights that they had. That's what it is. It's
sure. So maybe Cain Velasquez versus The Fiend then? Because Cain doesn't really have a WWE background.
Could be.
I guess that's potential.
If the red lights are on, there's no way Kane's going to beat him. So long as the red lights are on and...
I hope we abandon that pretty quick.
I don't think they're going to. It seems to me like Vince McMahon really likes that. In the video game, I think it gives you an edge, home like field advantage and everything. The Fiend is just that much harder to beat when the red lights are on. It's the Undertaker at WrestleMania effect is what they're trying to do, which was very surprising to me why he lost Hell in a Cell. I didn't understand that at all.
Yeah. So from there... Tag team wrestling right now.
What's that? Fucking tags. How do they work, you guys?
Woo! So you really don't like tag team wrestling right now, do you?
I love tag team wrestling as a whole. The current tag team wrestling going on right now, it's dead to me. It's dead to me.
So tell us, what's going on? What's troubling you? Speak your truth.
Okay. Tags are important. Yeah. Yes. Referees enforcing rules to tag team matches are important. The heels in AEW follow the rules and the faces don't. That is ass backwards as far as tag team wrestling goes. Because if you can't break the rules, you can get no heat. That is wrestling 101. Like, if we're both in the ring at the same time, the referee should be telling us to get out. And if you're a face, you should listen to the referee. Ask Hulk Hogan. Take your vitamins. Say your prayers. Listen to the referee. That, I'm sure that's the Three Commandments. I'm pretty sure.
Sure.
Yes.
So like you really don't care for like the four guys in the ring at the same time.
It's a spot fest.
Ref just doing nothing.
It's a spot fest. It's all like, all right, we're gonna double team this guy, and then we're gonna double team him again. We're gonna double team him again, and just do egregious stuff. We're gonna kick out a Canadian destroyers from the middle rope, and we're gonna just
You didn't like that.
Not have any finishing moves anymore, because why do that?
So and you
the worst.
And you think tag team wrestling is kind of where that trend looks the worst?
Yeah.
It's happening in non-tag team matches, but it seems like tag team matches are where it's the most egregious.
AEW tag team wrestling and NXT tag team wrestling particularly. It seems like the Raw and SmackDown guys follow the rules to a point, but it's still getting really bad.
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, we're getting to the point where like it's who is the legal man right now? And that used to be like a question you'd ask in really hot tag matches that went for a while. There'd be a part where the match would break down and the ref would have to get ordered. It seems like every tag match you're like, who's legal right now? Who's doing who can be pinned?
I find myself saying it doesn't matter. Nobody's keeping score at home. Like it's just there's whoever is on top of the other guy is the legal guy. That's the way tag team wrestling works.
So who's your favorite tag team right now?
My favorite tag team right now.
Yeah.
It'd have to be the Lucha Bros. Pentagon and Phoenix. They're the truth, you guys. Yes.
You just like
zero fear.
Like luchadors, huh?
Yes. Oh, luchadors all day. That is one thing that I've really enjoyed pro wrestling is doing right now. Luchadors everywhere. We got new guys coming up from Mexico. Rey Mysterio is getting a push. I didn't think I was going to see that in 2019. Like, I'm having 2002 flashbacks. Is he going to win the world title? Is he?
Probably not.
Probably not? I hope so, too. That's what I'm saying.
I hate Brock Lesnar.
You hate Lesnar?
Why do you hate Brock Lesnar?
Because he's out of control.
He's a bully. That's why. He's a bully. He's got bad tattoos, and he's from Minnesota. That's every reason you need right there. The biggest reason.
the Lucha Bros are your favorite tag team.
Yes.
How did you feel about – so you, I'm assuming you wanted them to win the AEW.
I want them to win tonight.
You want them
in
to
that three-way tag team turmoil thing that they're doing on
so
AEW.
Them, SCU, who are champions, and then Private Party?
Yeah.
Okay.
Private Party's got a lot of upside. I haven't seen a ton from them, but they're pretty spectacular.
Favorite tag team right now is for me tough. I would say that – I think that the Street Profits have a ton of potential.
Oh, my God. Those guys can talk you into an arena, you guys. No, and most importantly, we want the smoke.
We want the smoke.
We want the smoke.
We want – see us after the show.
And we're going to
want
to inhale it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what's up. You guys know.
Nowhere near Comic-Con's property.
No way.
I would say that – I don't think they're quite there yet, but I think they have all the tools, and I think that they will, as they progress – probably be the best tag team in the world.
I think that the way that they've come up to Monday Night Raw was done very well. It's all been promos, and they just had their first match like 2 weeks ago.
It did really introduce them to the audience's like personalities, kind of got them over.
It was like, man, these guys are charismatic guys.
They came up with they came out in NXT rapping to my favorite rapper, Whale.
True story.
I didn't know his name was Whale. It's Wale?
It's Wale.
I thought it was Whale. I didn't listen to a lot of rap music growing up.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, yeah. No, who's your least favorite tag team?
The Revival, followed by the Undisputed Rejects, Bob Fish and Tony Guy. You know, those guys.
Bob Fish and Tony Guy.
Yeah, those guys.
Kyle O'Reilly?
Nah,
thank you, Robert.
I don't care what their names are.
What's your beef with the Undisputed Era, Joe?
They're bad. Some of the worst working punches on Monday Night Raw were given by the Undisputed Rejects this past Monday. It was really bad. I stand by it. Those guys are bad.
Ah, man, that's...
Like, they don't have any titles that matter. Those titles don't mean
they've
shit.
They've got all the men... So none of the men's titles matter in NXT.
Nope.
Do the women's titles matter in NXT?
Absolutely. That's where the truth is in NXT. So, the women's titles.
So the NXT...
That's why Asuka came down with her tag team partner, the Kabuki Warriors, and defended them on there. Because NXT's the truth as far as women's wrestling go.
So your argument is the men's division in NXT means nothing.
NXT invaded the main roster. Brock didn't show up. The Fiend didn't show up. The OC is the only people that cared. That, like, if NXT is so good and their men's division is so good, why did three main card guys take out the entire thing? Because the Undisputed Era is bad, Chad. That's why.
What's your favorite Adam Cole match?
Don't have one.
You don't?
Don't have one. You have to have a good match in order for it to be my favorite. Baby. Woo! Okay. So I'm getting the light. Are we about ready to start trivia here, Chris Goad?
Well, I think it will only take probably like
8 minutes.
Do you
want to
like...
8 minutes? Yeah, let's open up some questions to the audience here. Right, yes. We've been rambling about some Wednesday night stuff. What?
Just go ahead and stand up.
Or raise your hand and we'll call on you or point or however you want to do it. Go ahead. Not all at once, yes.
Nate Dogg, ask us a question. Get the ball rolling.
Oh, shit. Why do you always got to do this to me, Chad?
Because it's fun.
Okay, you've mentioned other people from Undisputed Era. What do you think of the Messiah of the Backbreakers, Roderick Strong?
Roderick Strong is probably my favorite guy in Undisputed Era, but as soon as he joined Undisputed Era, he was dead to me. He's got that Sammy Callahan thing going. It's like, oh, he touched these other guys. Now he's just got that smell on him. Ohio, stop it.
Okay, what do you think of the recurring Keith Lee and Dominik Dijakovic matches?
Keith Lee and Diamond Dallas Pajovic have had very interesting matches here, you guys. Like... Their first match that I saw on NXT that first week, that was trash.
You didn't like Keith Lee versus Dominic Diamond Dallas Page number one?
I did not like Dean Ambrosovic kicking out of that Canadian Destroyer from the middle rope. I'm sorry. If you take a Canadian Destroyer from the middle rope, you should be dead. That should be the match. Like, they should get the stretcher out here because that move is devastating.
Okay. So what'd you think of the rematch?
The rematch was better. The rematch made more sense as far as, like, a match itself.
Sure. And then the triple threat with them and Roderick.
So far, so good. I knew Roderick was going to win that thing the whole time.
Sure. I really liked that match.
It was very well done. I didn't hate it. But that first match is trash. Just skip over it if you're thinking about it. Don't watch it.
So here's the thing. I like the Undisputed Era. I think Adam Cole's great. I love that he's working closely with Shawn Michaels because I think Shawn Michaels is going to give him the extra step he needs. I think Adam...
Wrong.
I think he's gonna be a big deal. I think Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly have some work to do yet. I think they're also gonna be a big deal in tag division. Probably gonna take a lot longer.
Are they gonna get a growth spurt? Like, are they gonna get bigger? Cause they're little guys.
You're a Young Bucks fan.
Kinda. They're not the Lucha Bros. They're not good.
Like, they're not good. They're just good.
I like the super kicks, which should be a finishing move too. I don't care for all the kick out of that. But
what I will say about Roderick Strong, the match I cannot wait for right now is Roderick Strong versus Damian Priest for the North American title. I think that match will tear the house down.
Well, what's the match at Survivor Series, the tag match? We got the Revival, who I hate, versus the Undisputed Rejects, which I hate. Versus the Viking Experience, which I hate. The Experience, you guys. Vince McMahon debuted them as the Viking Experience, and I will keep calling them that until they stop doing cartwheels. That is my policy.
This guy hates the cartwheels.
It's the worst. Somebody kick him in the face. I feel the way about the Viking Experience the way you do about Orange Cassidy. Somebody just kick that guy in the face.
Can I just get Orange Cassidy and... Is it Ibar or Eric that does the cartwheel?
It's the grizzly one. I don't know.
The bigger one. I'm not.
It's the one with the beard.
Yeah. Can I get a side by side of those two, Nick? I can explain to you what the difference is.
I don't know. How do you feel about the worm he does there, Chad? Or the caterpillar.
That's the guy from Heavy Machinery.
Same guy.
It's not the same.
Same guy. Just puts a beard on.
pretty lady.
Who let Eric Cartman in here? Can we get a principal in here or something? Take him to the principal's office.
He loves cheesy poos. Leave him alone.
any other questions?
What's your thought on Asuka tapping out to Natalya?
So that happened last night, right?
Yeah.
So Asuka taps out to Natalya.
Friday Night SmackDown, right?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. They've been giving Natalya quite the push here. Like, ever since she did that Saudi Arabia thing with Lacey Evans, which is bullshit, by the way. There's been matches in Saudi Arabia with women in them before, but they're just trying to get rid of the controversy here.
Goal postman and things. I kind of – here's the thing. If Natty's going to get a real push – well, here's the thing. She got – didn't she get replaced in that tag match, though? Natty tapped Asuka out, and then Asuka – it led to a tag title match. And then didn't Natty get taken out of that match? Isn't that how that all played out? Or am I drunk?
I don't know. Well, my opinions on Asuka is I think Asuka's been more interesting now than she's been since the streak ended.
You're like
love the green mist. I love that she paints her face like that. And I love that she leaves just enough behind for the Viking Raiders to use when they come out. I think that's amazing. You tell me why I'm wrong, I'll take it back.
She's so cute. If Natty gets a push out of tapping Asuka out, it's fine. It doesn't sound like that's going to happen. It seems like it's one of those things they're stutter stepping, and that's going to bother me because
I think Asuka should put her in a sharpshooter, and then we should just ring the bell before the match is over. I think that's what we should do.
Hey-o.
I'll say this.
Survivor Series is right around the corner. It could happen, you guys.
My whole thing is that I'm less mad than I used to be that Asuka looks like every other wrestler because they made Asuka into every other wrestler. Like, I let go of her mystique a while back because they thoroughly shot it dead.
Do you feel like it's back? Or that it's
she's
still
getting good again, but she doesn't have what she did. I don't think she can. I think that her losing to Charlotte was fine, but after she lost to Charlotte at Mania, she started just doing nothing. And it accumulating losses that meant nothing. And then just even when she'd win, it felt like nothing. I think the Kabuki Warriors are good for her. I think her doing the mist and the slightly new look is good. I think them turning on Paige is good. I think it's all good stuff for Asuka and Kairi Sane. But I don't think Asuka will ever be as hot as she was when she came up.
I feel that way about Carmella. Like,
you think
Carmella's really died down. She won the Money in the Bank. She was on top of the world. And then she just was with R-Truth with the 24/7 title. And I just think that was a downgrade.
Yeah, her push really did die off.
She's good enough to be like in the main event, but they just don't use her.
I think that was one of those things where, like, because of the way the rosters were set up, Carmella was top talent at the time, and then when they reshuffled the deck, she kind of just became not in that position anymore.
Gotcha.
Any other questions?
Yeah,
what's up?
One quick one and one normal.
Okay.
Sure. Well,
quick one first.
Quick one first.
Are upset if Kairi Sane does not come Shawn Michaels down from
I didn't know I wanted that, but I definitely want that. I want cannons going off.
Do you remember when
I heard her favorite beer is PBR? Like, oh my god, I'm so funny.
Do you remember when Paul Burchill had the pirate gimmick? Kairi Sane coming down like Shawn Michaels does. But if they get a platform for her to like give the shrug to like Paul Burchill used to and swing down by a rope, that would be insanity and I love it. I hadn't thought of that. That's beautiful.
If that doesn't happen, they should make Natalya walk the plank. That's the only other thing I want out of that.
Are you on Twitter?
No.
You should get a Twitter and tweet that at anybody that'll listen, because that's a great idea and I don't want to take credit for it.
Should also follow us at TrebuchetLOL and at Showtime Schultz right over here. And if you heard anything that you absolutely hate here, send your hate mail to @go. It'll be right over there. He will be sure to report that to us.
He fields the hate mail. All right.
What was the long one?
Question.
So I guess my more serious question would be, do you have any trust that NXT will use Kushida, right?
Chris Gold likes Kushida. Chris Gold here is...
Is that the Marty McFly guy?
Yes, he's the Back to the Future.
Yeah. Okay.
Do I have any faith? Very little.
I'm a fan of what I've seen so far.
He's very good.
My concern is just that now that NXT is now on television, that Vince is going to want to put his fingers just into just about anything that's there.
Well, that's interesting because recently we heard that NXT's trying to get out of their Full Sail contract to get into bigger arenas to kind of compete with AEW. My personal opinion is NXT is not going to look like what it is right now because it's kind of a developmental like territory right now. As soon as we go to bigger arenas, a lot of that like developing talent stuff is going to fall around the wayside.
We were watching the Tanara – who is she wrestling?
It was the girl from Rio de Janeiro versus the other girl.
The other girl. I feel it was definitely an enhancement match.
Yeah. That match won't happen in like a year.
We were discussing like the NXT crowd was fairly into it. If you move that match into a bigger arena that was not Full Sail,
the fans are gonna crap all over it.
Would the fans still allow that match and not either?
If that match was on Friday Night SmackDown, it would not have gotten over like it did in NXT. That's what the point is.
Yeah. I see. It seems like Vince has been good about not sticking his too many fingers in NXT so far. Hopefully, it stays that way. Hopefully. My hope is that Kushida kind of goes the way of Shinsuke and not.
Oof.
I know you don't like
everything Shinsuke. Except the WrestleMania match. You mean?
Yeah, I know you don't like Shinsuke either.
I just want to point out how right I was about that. Match was such
so
a stinker.
If you guys listen to the podcast, I'm kind of the guy that doesn't like stuff, and he's the guy that does.
I love everything.
It seems like on this, like you're the guy that hates everything, and I'm the guy that doesn't mind stuff.
It's the Ric Flair robe, you guys. Woo!
Yeah, you're definitely more critical. Trebuchet. How do you spell that?
That's T-R-E-E. Oh, wait a minute. I'm doing something
else. You're doing the wrong bit. I'm lobbing this up for you.
How do you spell trebuchet?
Yeah.
F-A-M-O-U-S.
That's my favorite Ric Flair story ever.
Biggest celebrity in the room right now, you guys.
But no, I hope that he goes the way of Shinsuke and not Hideo Itami.
See, I liked Hideo Itami's initial push really good. If he didn't get hurt, I feel like they would have pushed him to the moon.
Yeah,
everybody was all about that GTS as a finishing maneuver, and now we just do it whenever we feel like it on NXT. Matt Riddle, I'm talking to you.
Don't besmirch Matt Riddle.
I will besmirch Matt Riddle, but I would totally smoke weed with Matt Riddle. That is my bro right there, you guys. The bro to sleep, and now I don't.
Here's the thing. I really wish he would finish. So I do – Final Flash into bro to sleep into German suplex. I hate that that never finishes a match. That is a brutal combination of moves that never gets the three count. I feel like that should – not that I dislike his finishers, but like I feel like if he's going to do that combination, that should be a finish.
No, if he's not going to win with that, he should win with a slipper to the face every time, you guys. Just bam.
He does have
he's like head in the Attitude Game. He's got everybody's finishing moves, but none of them are finishers.
Yeah, that's WWE of Attitude. That is
that is coming at you straight from 1997, you guys.
Deep cut.
All right, so trivia time. Yeah. Cody Goads, get your tookus up here.
Do you have that buzzer app on your phone still?
I don't know if I have that buzzer app on my phone or not.
I definitely do not. Am I going to use the microphone here, and then you're just going to kind of me?
We can definitely share.
Yeah, we'll share. Here you go, Crisco. Okay.
There we go. That'll work.
Sharing is caring.
All right. I don't have that app. I will just say the word buzz. That is what I'm going to do. All
right, so.
Buzz.
No, that's what I want them to do. So I'm going to use my buzzer app. Let's see if it works.
Nope. It does not.
Need the sound on.
Okay.
We got it, guys.
So that's what it sounds like. Go you want to buzz in. Anyone knows the answer to it, say buzz. You don't have to wait for the question to complete. It's just about
stand up as well. You know stand it, up as well.
Yeah, stand up and say buzz. That's perfect. Sure for buzzing.
Do a jumping jack straight down the boulevard.
3 points to questions that are correct and 1 point wrong if you get it, or 1 point minus if you get it incorrect.
Okay. Game face.
There's 9 questions. Number one.
Just checking.
It works. SmackDown recently moved back to Friday. Before this, what was the last month it had been on a Friday night time slot?
Buzz.
Okay.
I think
it's a tough one because you gotta get.
That is a very tough question.
Yeah. Started the tough.
Yeah, I think beginning of September.
No. You want to?
We're gonna go October.
No, January, 2015.
All right. So everybody's got negative one. All right. Yes. We're doing it.
We're killing it.
Kurt Angle was Raw General Manager from April 2017 to December 2018. Who preceded him as Raw GM?
Oh,
was.
Oh, shit.
Paige?
No.
Stephanie McMahon?
No.
Damn.
Well, we already answered it.
Yeah. It's Mick Foley.
Foley.
Mick Foley. Okay, so everyone's at minus one. Write that down.
Well, everybody's at minus two. Everybody got the last question, the first question wrong and the second question wrong, right?
Yeah, you're right.
No. The math, please.
I know.
Everybody.
Counting the two.
I said zero after that, but yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay, so number three.
All right.
Which format includes ladders and a penalty box? Jeff Jarrett won the most.
King of the Mountain.
That's correct. 3 points.
Oh, yeah. Too dank.
I love shitty match stipulations.
One to negative two right now.
All right.
I love our commentaries.
Kerry Von Erich debuted in WWF in June 1990 under what ring name?
The Texas Tornado.
That's correct, too.
What? Damn.
Woo!
We got a couple of old
school wrestling
questions.
I'm just going to let Chad answer questions. I'm just going to be strutting behind him. That's what's going to happen.
All right, another old school wrestling question. What wrestling promotion big in the 70s and early 80s was headquartered in Minneapolis?
That's not that one. It's not that one. Just throwing them out.
I'm not going to put a time limit on you guys because they're here all night.
I don't think Comic Con would like that.
Yeah,
no. If you want to pass, just say
I'm going to pass.
Okay.
I knew.
I feel like the crowd should gamble. Because it's currently 4 to 0.
You guys want a shot?
Because it would have been the one with.
A lot of the guys that came from. No, it wasn't Crockett. It was.
5 seconds.
4 seconds. 3 seconds. 2 seconds.
AWA.
American Wrestling.
I didn't realize the AWA was so far up. I thought the AWA was for the South.
Nope.
Number six is about the AWA.
Smoky Mountain was definitely, like, Tennessee area.
Yeah.
Okay, so about that. Who owned AWA for its 31-year...
Vern Gagne.
That's correct. I think it's going to be a rough three questions to go. Let's see here.
Well, I'm going to strut anyways. I'm going to take a lot from the strut.
All right, go on, strut.
I'm just going to strut around the table here. Go ahead. Right. Next question.
Number seven. Who defeated Ember Moon at TakeOver New Orleans to win the NXT Women's Championship?
Buzz. That would be Asuka.
No, that is not true.
You act like I watch NXT.
Asuka was done after that.
No,
we'll just pass.
Okay, you're passing?
No, I don't think it was.
I'll let the crowd re-answer from now on. See if they can catch up.
It was Shayna, wasn't it?
Shayna Baszler, yeah.
Yeah!
What's the score, Chris Goad?
Plus three. It's currently 7-1.
7-1, all right.
Two questions to go. Still possible.
All right.
Possible for a tie. I have a tiebreaker ready.
I believe in us.
Okay. Number eight. What WWE wrestling event took place in Japan on July 4th, 2015?
The Rising Sun?
Oh, Beast.
Nope.
He knows it.
I'm not letting you guys re answer.
Bullshit.
Anyone out here? He's trying. I'll give you 10 seconds. Yep, there it is.
Yes!
Yeah!
Letting them work together to try and catch up.
I knew that!
This is a conspiracy.
All right, last question. We could get a tie here.
Let's go, team!
Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Uniondale, New York was the host venue of what groundbreaking pay-per-view event in October of 2018?
Was it
Buzz.
Evolution?
Yes.
Yes. Yep, that is correct. We got a tie!
Yeah!
Conspiracy.
By poker,
by oh Lord!
All right, tiebreaker question. What I'm going to have to do here, it's a closest without going over a number question. I'm going to let them write down an answer, and then I'm going to ask the crowd what they think, and then we'll see the closest without going over. And the question is, how many days was CM Punk's title reign that started in June 2011? Deliberate, crowd. Deliberate. And I'll give you a pen to write on. You don't have paper. I'll give you a piece of paper. Hold on.
Oof.
No Google, no Bing, no Yahoo. All right.
What about Ash Jeeves?
You can't ask Jeeves.
It was longer than a year.
That's fine.
Was it longer than a year?
That's
fine. It was definitely longer than a year.
Okay. I have not written something down yet.
I think it's over a year.
You have 30 seconds.
What if we tie on the tiebreaker?
Then I will have to come up with a second tiebreaker.
That sounds like a math thing.
I have one more in my head. I haven't written it down, though.
I always lose track.
We just got to hope that our numbers are...
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We have an answer.
Hey, crowd. What do you say?
434.
They said 385. The answer is 434. Yeah,
good job.
Woo!
Good job. Yeah, nope. I did say 430 something, but...
I said 434.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, crowd takes the title. Not this one.
No, not this one.
The fictional imaginary title that you will defend next year. Thanks for coming out, you guys.
Thanks for moving the goalposts, Chris Goad.
Yeah, good job.
All right, subscribe to us at Undisputed Podcast of the World, you guys. We are the Undisputed Podcast of the World. I am Trebuchet. That is Showtime.
Have a good night, you guys.
Trebuchet out. Woo!